Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
A recent report in a magazine called Today's Parent found that despite loving their children, lots of parents actually hate parenting.
Oh.
Which kind of seems like a, you know, strange thing.
Yeah.
When you become a parent, you have to parent.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a given.
But at the same time, like, parenting can be quite boring. That's the one thing my sister says. It's like, you know what? I love my son. The time spent with him, I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. But I'm getting so tired of watching the same old episodes of Paw Patrol over and over and over again.
Yeah.
I'm sick and tired of coloring books and the same board games and stuff like that. I mean, parenting can just be a grind because no parents have the same similar interests as a 1.5-year-old kid. You're not going to share any interests at all, and yet you have to spend all your time with this kid.
Like, what do you mean? 2 hours of hide and seek? That sounds amazing.
Actually, that does sound like a pretty good idea. Building forts and stuff like that with the couch and pillows and stuff, that can be fun too, but
but that's what they're saying is that, you know, for a lot of parents, it just gets to be quite trying, especially if they're juggling a job in there, multiple children, bills, that sort of thing. And I just found it quite funny because the experts said, you know, how you can combat this horrible feeling of not actually enjoying parenting. Number one tip, get lots of sleep.
Well, that's not going to happen if you're a parent. I mean, the number one thing with parenting is loss of sleep.
I know.
That's almost like a slap in the face advice right there.
And yeah, thanks, Captain Obvious.
Yeah, the only way to make this better is to get more sleep. And we're saying that because we know it is impossible. So, ha ha ha. You're with child. Does this news kind of scare you, make you nervous? Are you planning other ways to make it more exciting? Or
I don't know. It's one of those things you can't really speak on, I don't think, until you're in the situation.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I hope I don't hate it.
Yeah, I think you'll be great at it.
Aw, thanks,
I mean,
dude.
You basically mom me around every single morning. You take care of me and make sure I'm good to go. And if you can take care of me, Stacey, you can take care of a baby.
What are the lyrics to that song? I hope I haven't been singing it wrong. Now it's time to settle the score with Cruise Confused Lyrics.
Cha-cha-cha. This first one is from Shane. Queens, another one bites the dust. Shane hears, I'm not adopted.
Not adopted.
No. The real lyrics are, bite the dust, hey.
Not adopted.
But it also sounds like I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, one more time.
Not adopted.
And we saw it. We're like, bite the dust, hey? That can't be the right lyrics. And then we kept checking, and yeah, sure enough. So
second one, Janelle sent this one in. Guess who? These Eyes. Great song. Janelle hears, you smoke it, and you smoke it.
That's what you do. You smoke it.
No, Janelle, you don't. Those are not the right lyrics. You spoke it, and you spoke it.
This last one here, this one's from Andrew. Marcy Playground with Sex and Candy, the song that moms hate. Andrew hears, asthma, sex, and candy.
Asthma, sex, and candy. Yeah.
Sounds like the coolest summer camp of all time. Asthma, sex, and candy camp.
Gross.
I don't know. The real lyrics, I smell sax, sex, and candy.
Sax.
Yeah, I smell saxophone solos coming. I don't know. I smell sex and candy. Yeah.
I smell sex and candy. Yeah.
Is that not the creepiest hear of all time? The
yeah.
Yeah.
And the mm-hmm at the
mm-hmm.
end.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we were talking about the whole Chili's Olive Garden rumor, because you drove by the old Chili's in Preston Crossing, it is no more. It got torn down. Were you sad by that news?
I was just surprised. Well, I was surprised it shut down to begin with.
Yeah.
I thought an American chain restaurant in a box mall would be, like, making money left, right, and center, but apparently not.
And again, in classic Saskatoon fashion, everyone was like, oh, I heard an Olive Garden's going in there. Yeah, a buddy of mine works for this company that another guy owns who knows all the ins and outs, and he knows someone in Kansas that knows the restaurant thingy, and yeah, just classic Saskatoon. Today, another rumor has started up, Stacey. Johnny Boys on Circle Drive North shut down as well.
Oh, no.
And everyone online is like, oh, I heard a Bonanza's actually going to reopen in there.
Nothing but online speculation.
Yeah. Again, is there someone in Saskatoon whose sole job is to just start restaurant rumors? Because I swear there's just one person starting all these rumors. I don't get it. Who is the guy?
Like, and then someone always chimes in, too, with the IKEA rumor.
Yeah.
When this happens. Because it is. It's always like an Olive Garden rumor, an IKEA rumor, and let's bring back Bonanza rumor.
Yeah. Can we just end the Bonanza rumor forever? I know that Bonanza gave us a little glimmer of hope with their sign.
Yeah.
When it got torn down after that fire, it was like, goodbye, question mark? Or something like that. Goodbye for now. Yeah. And everyone was like, oh, it's coming back. It's coming back. Like Michael Jordan back in the 90s. He's coming back. I don't think it's coming back.
I don't think so.
I think we just got to put that rumor to bed.
Rest in peace. Bury it. Telemiracle.
Oh, yeah.
The very successful fundraiser that's been running for many years here in Saskatoon.
Ring those phones.
And, well, I should say 43 years Kinsmen Telemiracle has been hitting the stage. And it is in Saskatoon this weekend. They switch, obviously, between Saskatoon and Regina. Telemiracle is one of those things. It's a long-standing tradition. But it's also one of those ones where I remember when it used to come on, not appreciating the fact that it ate up one of my television channels, because at the time we had three.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, the same show is going to be on for the whole weekend. How am I going to watch all my other shows?
But it was so entertaining. Where are we going, Stacey?
Higher!
Where are we going? Higher!
And I do have to say, I did have kind of, you know, like a bitter taste in my mouth about that. And I was like, eh, Telemiracle, who cares?
Yeah.
But you do care.
Yeah.
You wanted to see Bob McGrath on Telemiracle. You wanted to catch the countdown, the knockdown, whatever they did with the phones. You wanted to sing along with Ring Those Phones. It's a guilty pleasure.
Ring those phones.
Just to catch the one moment.
Yeah.
And then 2 hours later, you're like, whoa, what happened there? I just watched 2 hours of Telemiracle.
Yeah. That's the thing. You kind of zone out. Like, everyone just gets the family together. You watch Telemiracle. You just kind of zone out. And then it's like, oh, they're doing the total. They're doing the total. Everyone, stop what you're doing and get in the living room. Like, you almost get mad at your family for not watching. Here's how serious my fiance takes Telemiracle. On Sunday, we have our last marriage prep course.
Oh,
we're getting married in a church, so you have to do this six-week-long marriage prep course. It's on Sunday afternoon. Brenly is thinking about skipping it because Telemiracle is that day. And she always goes and volunteers at Telemiracle when it's in Saskatoon. And she's like, do I pass my marriage prep class or do I help volunteer at Telemiracle? And I'm not being sarcastic here or anything like that. She's literally debating skipping this marriage class, like throwing away the weeks of work we've done so she can go volunteer at Telemiracle.
Oh.
That's how serious we take it.
The photo radar situation here in Saskatchewan, SGI, quite pleased with that whole 2-year pilot project that they ran. And just some of the stats are quite interesting. During the 2 year, 36,000 tickets handed out to Circle Drive speeders.
Mm.
18,000 plus tickets handed out to those people speeding in school zones.
Mm.
I was one of those people.
Wow. How
I know.
Could you?
It was an accident.
Why do you hate children?
I don't. I was just in the midst of
slowing.
Then why
are you speeding in their zones?
I was in the midst of slowing down, and I got a ticket, I think, for going 41.
Mm.
Regardless, the city is considering adding 4 new cameras to the rotation. They're looking at adding also 8 new school zone locations for those cameras to be in. So now, whereas we only have 2 cameras, we will soon have 6 cameras at all times running in the city.
It's kind of funny because earlier this week we had a story about Alberta stopping photo radar because they're like, well, we kind of figured out it's a little bit of a cash cow. And we made the joke that this might be the only time where people won't be upset about putting an animal down. You know, they're putting down the cash cow. Here in Saskatchewan, though, we're doubling down on the photo radar.
Yeah.
We're all in on the photo radar. And when it's making that much money, why not? You know?
It makes, and the thing is, we do like to complain about it because no one likes getting a ticket.
Yeah.
No one likes getting busted for breaking the law,
yeah,
but it is there for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
We should not be speeding.
Yeah.
And so by little machines being able to catch us doing that, it makes sense.
Again, if you don't want a photo radar ticket,
stop breaking the law!
That's all you have to do. You just have to stop breaking the law. I'm all for them in school zones. Like, for school zones, the more the merrier. Like, every school zone should have a photo radar set up. In a perfect world, that would be the case. But for Circle Drive and stuff like that, I mean, one is probably good, but...
One camera?
Yeah. Like, they don't need photo radar cameras all over Circle Drive. I think that just makes people speed up and slow down, speed up and slow down, as opposed to just keep a maintained... speed, you
yeah,
know?
That's true.
Because everyone knows where the photo radar cameras are, so they're like, "Okay, I'm going a buck 30." Oh, okay, photo radar thing. Slow down to 90.
You're
back to buck 30.
Going 130 on Circle Drive.
I'm actually going 180. I'm just kidding. I'm actually in the far left lane of Circle Drive, which means I go 55.
Oh, okay.
But I'm bumped. If the month of February were a person, I would probably slap it right in the face because. February 2019 in Saskatchewan will go down as probably one of the worst months of all time. As comic book guy from The Simpsons would say, worst month ever. On Global News yesterday, I was watching, and they did a little recap of the temperatures in February. They had this little map up, and they had a little key on the bottom. It was like, a blue square means colder than usual temperatures. A gray square means normal, and a red square means warmer than usual temperatures. Nothing but blue squares. But blue squares. We did not have one warmer than usual day in February. The beginning of February, February 5th, minus 48 with the wind chill. Then minus 53 the next day. The next day, minus 50. The next day, minus 47. The next day, minus 40. The next day, minus 42. It just keeps going and going and going. It was gross. Like, February, go kick rocks. I'm so happy you're done. No one will ever miss you. I know we're being harsh, but it's a month and it can't understand words, so whatever.
We're allowed to. We can. Weather has no feelings.
No, exactly.
We're allowed to insult it, cut it down, complain about it. Appreciate it, then complain about it again.
Weather,
it's what we do.
Weather ruins our day nonstop, so why don't we ruin its day, you know? And February, you know what? This one's for you. We're not going to miss you. Na-na-na-na. Hey, goodbye forever.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah. Go kick rocks. Stacey Cooper's favorite phrase right there.
Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
Are there any other goodbye analogies? Goodbye,
smell
stranger.
Smell you later.
Smell you later. Eat my shorts.
Gonna slice. Later, alligator and wild crocodile.
Man, I had one. You have like 19. I feel like I'm not contributing at all right now. Police, every single month, have a different thing that they focus on. Sometimes it's speeding in school zones. Sometimes it's cars that should not be on the road. This month, it is going to be distracted driving. That's what they're cracking down on. Keep that in mind as we do another edition of the Headline Hall of Fame. Are you ready, Stacey?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1. Riddit-boo, ba-da-ba-ba-doo-boo. Headline Hall of Fame. Nailed it. driver fighting distracted driving tickets claims phone was actually a hash brown.
Nice.
It's a true story. It happened to a guy in Connecticut. Apparently, a cop pulled him over thinking he was talking on his phone. Really, buddy was just enjoying a delicious hash brown from a fast food restaurant.
I can see how you would get a crispy golden potato hash brown confused with a glowing iPhone.
Well, apparently the cop said that, like he could see the phone shining, you know? Maybe the hash brown was just that greasy. Like the grease was just shining so much that it's like, oh, that looks like a phone right there. The thing is, this guy can prove that it was actually a hash brown and not a phone. They're going to check his phone records and show that he was never making a call at the time. He was just eating while he was driving, so...
This is ridiculous. Like, I get you want to get out of the ticket, but, like, the hash brown defense?
Yeah.
Oh, no, officer, it wasn't my phone. I was eating hash brown. Are people going to start using this now?
This is something that law schools are going to use as an example. Well, back in 2019, the case of Connecticut versus hash brown man, you know, there's always use the hash brown defense if you can. When it comes to distracted driving, though, I mean, the new rules, it's something like if you get 2 distracted driving tickets, they're going to impound your car for 7 days.
Within
like,
a year, yeah. If you fail to learn your lesson the first time, which is $280 plus demerit points, I believe, off your license, you will get another $280 ticket and they will impound your vehicle for a week.
Wouldn't you just feel embarrassed getting two of those in 1 year? Like,
there was an article about this, actually, and the lady in the article was one of the people, 87 of them, who got their vehicles impounded. And she said the first time she got the ticket, she was pretty terse with the officer. She was, you know, upset about it.
Yeah.
And then when the second one happened, she was like, I was embarrassed more than anything. And I think that's definitely how I would feel, because, like, how could you not learn your lesson the first time? That's a big ticket.
Exactly.
And it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So,
stop breaking the law!
That's all you have to do.